alaykum bis-sakina, it is necessary for you to have that composure. It is necessary for you to have that composure. فَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ لَيْسَ بِالْإِضَاعِ, because it is not an act of devotion that you start proceeding with haste. This is not part of devotion. It's not part of your ibadat. It is not part of piety. Now that you start hastening and you start rushing, this is not any act of piety that you are moving. So here, ulama explained two things: is that when a person hasn't started an action, then he shouldn't delay an action. Then he should proceed and try and start an action quickly. Don't delay. He's got the need to read some Quran, then he shouldn't delay reading the Quran. He should try and get to reading the Quran quickly. Or if he's got the need for performing Nafil Salah, don't delay it. Especially like the Hajjud Salah, the person has got the need, he shouldn't unnecessarily delay it until the last moment. He should try and read it early. He should try and be quick to start it. But once he starts it, then he mustn't rush in it at all. There he must take his time, he must be with sakina, with waqar, with dignity. He should be very careful that he doesn't rush it at all. And also, obviously when a person is going towards the masjid, is going towards his gathering, there also he should be very careful that his movements are right, his actions are right. These sort of things create a lot of benefit. Now imagine an old person that, for example, in this hadith we did, it was about hajj. Imagine you got old people there, and suddenly behind the old people you got a whole lot of young people that just decide to run. What will happen to the old people? They will get mowed down, they will get affected, they will get worried. They maybe don't want to make hajj next time again in their life. Why? They feel that this is very, very dangerous for us. But if every person from those 3 million people that are there, everyone is moving with composure, moving with dignity. The young man is comfortable, the sick man is comfortable, the old man is comfortable. Everyone is comfortable. Why? Because it's such a dignified, such a dignified occasion, and such a good way every person is moving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal on the beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.